请打开圣经生命记第一章第九节到十八节。
Please open your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 9 through 18.
Deuteronomy 第一章第九节。我只是用中文念，然后你们看英文的跟着看。
It will only be read in Chinese, so please follow in your English Bible.
这是摩西所讲的话。那时我对你们说，管理你们的重任，我独自担当不起。耶和华你们的神使你们多起来，看哪，你们今日像天上的星那样多。唯愿耶和华你们的列祖的神使你们比如今更多千倍，照他所应许你们的话赐福于你们。但你们的麻烦和管理你们的重任，并你们的争讼，我独自一人怎能担当得起呢？你们要按照各支派选举有智慧有见识为众人所认识的，我立他们为你们的首领。你们回答我说，照你所说的行了为妙，我便将你们各支派的首领有智慧为众人所认识的，照你们的支派立他们为官长、千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长、十夫长管理你们。当时我祝福你们的审判官说，你们听讼，无论是弟兄彼此争讼，是以同居的外人争讼，都要按公义判断。审判的时候不可看人的外貌，听讼不可分贵贱，不可惧怕人，因为审判是属乎神的。若有难断的案件可以呈到我这里，我就判断。那时我将你们所当行的事都吩咐你们了。神兴起合他心意而且拣选够资格的人来成为以色列人的属灵领袖。
God will raise up a person who is after his own heart and who is also pleasing to him to be the leader of his people.
而这些属灵领袖包括审判官、祭司、君王和先知等等。
These spiritual leaders include the kings, the judges, the prophets.
神使用他们来传达他的旨意。
God used them to let his will be known.
执行他的吩咐。
And is to establish his commands.
完成他对人的救赎计划。
And to complete the salvation plan he has for man.
当神兴起这些属灵领袖的时候，
And when God raised up these spiritual leaders,
他以两种的方式来成全他的意愿。
He used two methods to accomplish his will.
第一，神亲自拣选这些领袖。
First of all, he picked his own leaders.
这些领袖包括祭司、先知跟君王。
And these leaders include the judges, the prophets, and the kings.
第二，神也允许他的子民选出他们的领袖。
And secondly, he also allowed his people to choose their leaders.
比如审判官跟那些经官。
For example, the judges, and the officials.
基本上在《生命记》里面提到四种属灵领袖。
In Deuteronomy, it talks about at least four spiritual leaders.
并且说明他们的资格跟他们的侍奉。
And it also talks about their qualification and the service.
那么这四种领袖里面，第一种就是那些主持公义的审判官。
The first kind is the judges of justice.
第二是那些做中保的祭司跟利未人。
The second one is the Levites who are also the prophets and who are the mediators.
第三是那些率领人民的君王。
The third kind is the king who leads the people.
第四是那些传讲神话语的先知。
And the fourth kind is the prophets who make God's will be known.
但是我们只来看其中的两种。
So we're only going to look at two of the four.
也就是主持公义的审判官跟率领人民的君王。
And it is the judges of justice and the leader of men, which is the king.
首先我们来看这个主持公义的审判官。
So let's look at the judges.
那么下次我们再来看率领人民的君王。
And next time we will look at the kings.
要能被选上成为一个审判官。
To be chosen as a judge.
必须要具备什么资格跟条件。
What kind of qualifications does this person need?
他们的侍奉责任又是什么？
And what is their responsibilities?
所以刚才我们看那段经文记载了这个司法和军事领袖的职权。
The scripture that we have just read lists the responsibility of the judge.
乃是神所设立的。
And it is established by God.
同时强调并列出这些领袖必须所具备的那种条件跟资格。
And it also lists the characteristics and the qualification of these people.
所以刚才我们看那段经文，我们可以分成两部分来看。
So the scripture that we have just read, we can put it into two parts.
那么第一部分就是在这个大纲里面，我们可以看到从第九节到第十五节。
So the first part, if you can see in your outline, is from verse 9 to 15.
那么这段经文里面谈到三个人的问题。
It talk about three people.
那么这个问题就是在这个十二节里面我们可以看到。
And we can see in verse 12.
但你们的麻烦和管理你们的重任，并你们的争讼，我独自一个人怎能担当得起呢？这是摩西讲的话。
This is what Moses said. But how can I bear your problems and your burdens and your disputes?All by myself.
第一个问题就是麻烦。
So the first problem they're facing is there is problems.
第二个问题就是管理们的那种重任。
The second one is the burden of trying to keep you in line.
然后第三个问题是争讼。
The third one is disputes.
所以当摩西从埃及地把这个以色列人领出来的时候。
So when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
人数非常的多。
There were a lot of them.
所以摩西作为以色列人的领袖。
So as the leader of the Israelites.
他负担这个沉重的一个责任。
Moses has a heavy burden.
他要处理这些人事的问题。
He has to deal with the personal problems.
所以他提议民众说在当众里面选出那些人来帮助他管理这些事情。
So he suggested to the people to choose their leaders to come out and help him with these problems.
所以第十节讲到耶和华你们的神使你们多起来看啊，你们今日像天上的星那么多。
So in verse 10 it says the Lord your God has increased your numbers so that today you are as numerous as the stars in the sky.
所以圣经讲到以色列人每一天都在增加。
So the Bible said the Israelites have increased their numbers every day.
因为这个神是神给他们的应许。
Because this is a promise made by God to them.
因为神曾经应许亚伯拉罕将会赐给他子孙好像地上的沙这么多，天上的星星那么多。
Because the Lord has promised Abraham that his descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the skies and the sand in the sea.
就好像创世纪二十二章第十七节这么讲。
Just like it was said in Genesis chapter 22 verse 17.
论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星、海边的沙。你子孙必得着仇敌的城门。
I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore.
人多起来就有问题。
When people's number increase, their problem will also increase.
有人在的地方就有问题。
Wherever there are people, the problem exists.
所以摩西他讲，管理你们的重任，我独自承担不起。
And that's why Moses said, this burden, I can't bear by myself.
所以圣经讲到，基本上有三个问题。
So basically, there are three issues.
啊，都是人的问题。
It's all people issue.
啊，麻烦、重任、争讼。
There are problems, burdens, and disputes.
啊，这是摩西在领导以色列人的时候经常所面对的问题。
And this is the problems that Moses faced all the time as he was leading the Israelites.
啊，第一个就是麻烦。
So the first one, the first issue is there are problems.
什么是麻烦？
So what?Is problem.
啊，有没有听过很麻烦啊
？Have you ever heard of it is so troublesome?
啊，太麻烦了。
It is too problematic.
啊，有时候我们教导孩子的时候啊，会讲这句话。
Sometimes as we are teaching our kids, we would say that.
啊，麻烦可以翻译成好像那种重担、那种拖累，还有那种烦怨。
Problems can be translated as it's burden, it is trouble, That.
所以麻烦基本上就是犯罪所带来的一些问题。
So problem is basically the consequence of sin.
所以在旧约圣经里面，希伯来文只以麻烦这两个字出现了两次。
So in the Bible, the word problems have appeared twice.
所以在以赛亚书这么说。
In Isaiah, it says.
你们的业啊，我要帮助一下业什么？硕啊，和节期，我心里恨恶，我都以为麻烦，我担当便不耐烦。这个是神向他的子民所说的话。
This is what God said to His people: Your new moon feasts and your appointed festivals, I hate with all my being. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them.
以色列人是一群喜爱犯罪的民众。
The Israelites is a group of people who love to sin.
啊，表面上看来自以为是。
On the surface, they think that they are right.
啊，表现得非常的敬虔。
They thought that, or they show that they are religious.
但是这节经文讲到令神感到很烦厌。
But in this verse, it says all that they are doing.Has become a burden to him, to God.
啊，第二个人事的问题就是，这里讲到管理你们的重任。
And the second issues here, is the burdens.
啊，指管理上许多的责任跟事务。
The burdens of having to deal with all of these, issues.
啊，摩西的责任还有他的工作，啊，非常非常的重。
Moses has a lot of responsibilities and a lot of work to be done.
远超过他自己能够承担。
And it's far over what he alone can bear.
所以当摩西把这些以色列人从埃及地领出来的时候。
So when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
这么多的人那个重担非常重。
You can imagine the burdens he has to bear is very, very heavy.
所以你看圣经的时候有一次他的岳父啊。这个叶特罗来拜访他的时候。
So as you read the Bible, one time his father-in-law came to visit him.
那么他的岳父就看到摩西一天从早上到晚上，那些人群排作队等待他来处理事情。
His father-in-law saw that from morning until night there are a line of people coming to Moses to.To have him solve problems.
所以他的岳父看到他一个人在处理这么多的人。
So he saw that how Moses have to deal with all of this all by himself.
难怪摩西说那个重担这么重。
No wonder Moses said the burdens are so heavy.
所以这个摩西的岳父是一个我想他是一个 CEO.
I think his Moses' father-in-law must have been a CEO.
他吩咐摩西。把这些责任分担给那些选出来的人。
So he told Moses to delegate some of these responsibilities to the people chosen.
所以你看到摩西所面对的那些问题，第一就是麻烦。
So the issues here, number one is problems.
啊，第二就是那种重任。
Second is the heavy burdens.
然后讲到争讼。
And then there is disputes.
所以人在有人在的地方就有问题啊。
So whenever there are people, there will be problems.
你城中若起了争讼的事，或因流血，或因争竞，或因殴打，是你难断的案件。你就当起来往耶和华你神所选择的地方。
If cases come before your courts that are too difficult for you to judge, whether bloodshed, lawsuits or assaults, take them to the place the Lord your God will choose.
所以有人的地方就有问题。
So wherever there are people, there will be problems.
啊，不单有争竞，还有殴打。
Not only will there be disputes, there will also be assaults.
我告诉过你们，我是在村子里面长大。
I have told you this before. I grew up in a village.
那么我的邻居啊，我有两位邻居，就是我旁边的那些邻居啊，有两个妇女，中年的妇女。
My neighbors, I have actually two neighbors. They are middle-aged women.
啊，就是这两家人。
These two families.
啊，他们经常吵架。
They are always fighting.
啊。有时候突然间两个人就在大概50米的距离啊这样大吵。
Sometimes they will be argue within the distance of maybe 50 feet.
啊有时候吵得很凶。
Sometimes they argue very fiercely.
啊有一次要动手。
One time they almost started fist fighting.
They did. They not almost.
Oh, they did. They started fist fighting.
所以他们两个人两个中年的妇人在地上打滚。
And you see these two middle-aged women rolling on the ground.
所以当我看到生命记的时候，我就想起他们。
So when I read Deuteronomy, I remember these two.
所以我们村子里面必须要请那个村长来主持公道。
And so in the village, we have to ask the village leader to come and be the judge.
所以人与人之间那种争讼常会带领带给人感到很头痛和麻烦。
So disputes often bring about headaches and difficulties.
所以摩西的岳父就吩咐摩西说，你必须要选出那些人来处理这些事情。
So the father-in-law of Moses told him that he must pick out some leaders out of the people to deal with all this.
所以他必须选出那些千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长和十夫长来带领他们。
And so they must pick out people to be commanders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens, and as tribal officers.
来负起这个管理他们的责任。
And to bear the responsibility to have authority over the people.
如果你看13节到16节，我们可以从这几节经文里面看到四种属灵领袖。
So if you read Verses 13 through 16, you can see there are four kinds of spiritual leaders.
那么这里讲到首领、官长、跟夫长和审判官。
Here it talk about leaders, commanders, judges, and kings.
那么这些属灵领袖他们有两个特点。
They have two special characteristics.
第一个特点，这些人都是很有才华的。
First of all, these people are talented.
并且有很好的品格。
And that they have good qualities.
有这种能力去处理这些纠纷和人事的问题。
They have the ability to deal with these dispute matters.
那么特别十三节，我们来看。
If we look at verse 13.
你们要按照各支派选举有智慧有见识为众人所认识的，我立他们为你们的首领。
Choose some wise, understanding and respected men from each of your tribes, and I will set them over you.
这里我们看到三个属灵的数字。
Here we can see three spiritual wording.
一个就是有智慧。
First is wise.
第二就是有见识。
Second, have understanding.
啊，第三是被人被众人所认识的。
And the third is respected man.
所以这三个数字成为刚才我们讲那个麻烦、重任跟尊重的对比。
And so these three characteristics can deal with the three problems we just talked about: problems, burdens, and disputes.
啊，一个领袖必须有这三个素质来处理这些麻烦、重任和这些尊重的事情。
So a leader must have these characteristics to deal with problems, burdens, and disputes.
有智慧是一个生命的素质。
To have wisdom is a quality of life.
也就是说他能够懂得怎样去处理这些复杂和人事的那种能力。
And it is to say that this person can deal with the complicated issues of interpersonal problems.
有智慧也是君王应当有具备的那种条件。
To have wisdom is also a qualification to be a king.
啊，圣经讲到所罗门王是一个非常有智慧的人。
The Bible said King Solomon was a very wise king.
所以一个属灵领袖必须要有智慧。
So a spiritual leader must have wisdom.
第二，他必须要有见识。
Second, he must have insight.
所以见识是属灵领袖第二个素质。
And this is the second characteristic.
就是讲到他能够分别真假。
And it is to say that he can discern between true and false.
而且能够明白事理的那种能力。
And that he has the ability to understand what's going on.
所以当所罗门王要成为以色列人的王的时候。
So when King Solomon was getting ready to become the king of the Israelites.
所以他向神祷告。
He prayed to God.
他说，所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的名，能辨别是非。
He said, "So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong."
一个有智慧的人哦，他有这些特点。
A person who is wise has these special characteristics.
如果按照圣经来讲
，According to the Bible,
一个有智慧的人。第一是一个敬畏耶和华的人。
A wise person, first of all, he is one who fears God.
那么第二，他能够辨别真跟假的事情。
Secondly, he has discernment between true and false.
那么第三，他是一个精明灵巧的人。
Third of all, he is a prudent man.
第四，他是一个有远见的人。
Fourthly, he is a resourceful and vigilant man.
所以智慧是一个属灵领袖的特点。
So having wisdom is a characteristic of a leader.
继承摩西的耶稣亚是一个非常有智慧的人。
Moses and Joshua are all wise leaders.
智慧跟天才不一样。
There is a difference between having wisdom and having talent.
我在初中念书的时候，有个同学，他的名字叫做天才。
When I was in junior high, I have a friend, and his name is
天才。
天才is
他姓张。
His last name is 张。
对，张天才。
So his name is actually Genius Zhang.
我想他父母亲给他的名字的时候，也盼望他长大的时候成为一个很成功的人。
I'm sure that when his parents gave it his name, they were hoping that he would be a very successful man.
但是我们知道智慧跟天才不一样。
But we know that there is a difference between having wisdom and having talent.
天才是以我们生俱来那种才干。
Having talent is something that we were born with.
表现在生活上或者办事上那种能力。
And it shows in how we live and how we deal with things.
与一个人的品格不一定有关系。
There is not necessarily a relationship between this and his character.
但是智慧却是从敬畏耶和华而得来的生命。
But wisdom comes from a man who fear God.
啊，一个有智慧的人，往往在各方面都有超越的表现。
A person who is wise often will show his superiority in a lot of different areas.
那么第三个素质就是为众人所认识。
And so the third characteristic here is he is a respected man.
那么这句话或者这个素质有两方面的解释。
This quality can be explained in two ways.
第一个就是被动式的。
One is a passive.
就是说他被众人肯定。
It means that he was confirmed by others.
他被众人认识。
He was known by others.
所以所有的人都知道他是怎么样的一个人。
Everybody knows what kind of person he is.
所以在过去美国的选举。
So in the past, in the election in America.
一个人在投票之前。
Before a person can vote.
他应当明白知道这个人他所要选的是怎么样的一个人。
He need to understand who he is voting for, what kind of person he is voting for.
那么第二个解释就是主动式的。
A second explanation is more of an active role.
就是指他有认识人那种能力。
It means he has the ability to know others.
一个好的领袖应当具有认识人和辨别人的能力。
A good leader should be able to know people and also discern.
不单能够认识别人。
Not only is he able to know others.
也强调到这个人事的关系。
And it also stresses his interpersonal relationship.
也懂得如何与人保持那个良好的关系。
And he knows how to maintain a good relationship with others.
所以以色列人被神吩咐要用这种条件来选出这些领袖。
So the Israelites were told by God to pick leaders with these kind of characteristics.
来成为他们的千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长和十夫长。
To be commanders of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens.
所以出埃及记也很详细的讲到，他们当他们选领袖的时候，他们必须按照神的吩咐。
So in Exodus, it also detailed how when they choose leaders, what they need to do.
必要从百姓中拣选有才能的人，就是敬畏神、诚实无妄、恨不义之财的人，派他们做千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长、十夫长，管理百姓。
But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens.
所以我们看到这节经文有四个条件。
So we see that in this verse there are four qualities.
第一就是有才能的人。
First of all, he is capable.
一个敬畏神的人。
A man who fear God.
一个诚实无妄的人。
A trustworthy man.
一个恨不义之财的人。
And one who hates dishonest gain.
这些人有资格成为领袖。
These people are qualified to be leaders.
但是我们哪里可以找到那些恨不义之财的人呢？
So where can we find men who hate dishonest gain?
有一天我跟一位姐妹谈话的时候。
One day when I was visiting with a sister.
她就问，她说为什么这些美国人要参政？
She asked, how come these Americans want to be involved in politics.
但是他说那些亚洲的政客。
And she said in the Asian politic realm.
他们参政都是要发财。
When they are involved in politics, they want to have gain.
所以圣经讲到那些恨不义之财的人才有资格当为领袖。
The Bible said those men who hate dishonest gain are qualified to be the leader.
如何以这个公平的方法来处理人与人事之间的问题是一个很大的挑战。
It is a great struggle to how to deal with interpersonal problems.
那么这些人被神拣选出来成为人的领袖。
And how these men are chosen by God to be men's leader.
他们必须要按照神的方法来处理这些问题。
Then they must deal with things according to God's way.
圣经讲到神是公义的。
The Bible says God is just.
所有负责判断案件的审判官必须要用公义的方法来判断。
All those who are chosen as judges must judge with justice.
必须要按照神的标准来执行这个判断。
Must judge according to God's, to God's standard.
所以在一章十七节那边讲到。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 17 it says.
审判的时候不可看人的外貌，听讼不可分贵贱。不可惧怕人，因为审判是属乎神。若有难断的案件可以呈到我这里来，我就判断。
Do not show partiality in judging. Hear both small and great alike. Do not be afraid of anyone, for judgment belongs to God. Bring me any case too hard for you, and I will hear it.
所以，成为一个审判官必须富有这些条件。
So to be a judge.He must have this qualification.
不可以看人的外貌。
They cannot judge people from their outward experience, outward appearance.
所以你如果你当法官的话
，So if you are a judge,
你不可以看人的外貌。
You cannot judge them by their outward appearance.
换句话说，不可以看他的脸色。
In other words, you cannot look at the color of their face.
然后第二就是讲到。不可分贵贱。
And secondly, a judge should not, a judge should hear both small and big alike.
无论大或小。
No matter if it's small or great.
无论他的地位是高或者低。
No matter if his position is high or low.
他应当以那个公义来执行那个判断。
He needs to judge with justice in his heart.
那么第三点就是不可惧怕人。
The third.Thing, he should not be afraid of anyone.
所以审判官应害怕有权势的人不敢执行这个公义的审判。
So if a judge is afraid of people in power and is afraid then to judge justly.
这个是很在特别在亚洲的国家或者第三世界的国家是常见的事情。
This is a common occurrence in the east in the eastern Asian country or in third world country.
特别那些在高位的人。
Especially those in high position.
所以法官就没有办法用公义的判断来审判他们。
So the judge are not able to judge justly.
但是圣经讲到审判官应当惧怕神。
But the Bible said a judge should fear the Lord.
而不是惧怕人。
Not man.
因为审判是属乎神的。
Because judgment belongs to God.
神有那个审判的最高的权威。
God has the highest authority on judgment.
所以审判官基本上就是代表神来执行这个审判。
So in another words, the judges actually is a representative of God for judgment.
美国最高法院有九位法官。
In the Supreme Court of America, there are 9 judges.
但是我们想，这九位法官有几位是按照圣经的教导
？But if you think of it, how many of these judges has the qualities specified here?
特别最近被委任的 Elena Kagan.
Especially the recent judge who was appointed, Judge Kagan.
如果按照圣经的教导，他不应当成为这个最高法院的法官。
If it is according to the qualification listed here, she should not be a judge.
所以，我们应当为美国这个国家来祷告。
So we need to pray for this country.
祷告这个国家选出合适的法官。
To pray that this country will choose the right judges.
如果以后你有机会在这个选举的时候
，In the future, if you can vote again.
希望。神赐给你智慧，选出那些公义的法官。
I hope that God will give you the wisdom to vote for the right judge.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父们，感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you've given us.
求主你赐给我们足够的信心。
Please give us enough faith.
也让我们遵守你的话语。
Help us to obey your words.
让你的话语成为我们生命的力量。
And may your words become the strength of our lives.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.